Welcome,
everybody.
Good evening. Oh, you are there, Ron. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you wanted me to start. Okay. So it's we're on BBS Radio here on Station 1 tonight. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing here with Ron Amatron. And we're going to be carrying on with our Wednesday topic of profiling a clearing that is on Ron's website at creationlightship.com. So tonight is Wednesday, January the 16th. And it is 2013. So, Ron, do you want to do anything before we jump into the clearing, or shall we just go ahead with that?
We can energize the light beam for everybody. So bring up the light beam on the BBS page. Just scroll down a little ways here, and we'll energize that. So here we go. One, two, three. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four and five. There, we got it going now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So light beam should be energized for you. And what we'll do is have some other healing. So I want you all to think of a timeline that you might be on. And maybe you had troubles today with a situation. So you're on a situation timeline, which will draw you to other people, places, and things here and also in the beyond. So let's get you off of that. So think of something that happened to you that you didn't like today, or maybe even what you really liked. They're both the same. For the darkness, all they want is energy, so it doesn't matter if they make you happy and cry tears because of that, or if you're sad and you cry tears. It makes no difference. They're just sucking the energy out of you, off of you. So let's get you off of that timeline. So it's up to you to figure out which one it is. And here we go. We're going to release you from that. Just one of those, maybe out of a thousand. So remember, there's many timelines that they can take you on, and they can also go sideways. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10 is the second timeline being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how you're feeling. You may be actually feeling a little better. And we'll turn it back over to Carrie. So, Carrie.
Okay.
You got
it. All righty. So, we're going to talk tonight about the location space clearing. And I'm just pulling that back up here. So if you're searching for it, you would put the word location first. We refer to it a lot when we do mention this clearing on the shows. We often call it the space clearing, but its actual title is location space clearing. And you can buy this one very inexpensively on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can get it for just 1 week for $10, or you can use it for a month for $30, so $1 a day. Let's see. So once you're into the clearing, I'll just do what we've been doing on the last couple of shows with these clearings, and we'll go through everything that you can do with the clearing. If you have used this clearing and you would like to call in and let people know how you've used it, I know a lot of people have used this clearing and had success with all kinds of different situations that have been bothering them at various locations. Primarily, I think people use this for doing stuff at their home, But as you'll see as we go through it, you can actually use this for multiple types of locations. But if you have used it and you'd like to give a testimonial, explain what you how you used it and what it did for you, that would be great. So we're the phone numbers for today are listed under the Station 1 play button at bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So the numbers for all those of you in the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008, and if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try line 4, which is area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, all right, so the first thing, once you get you purchase the clearing and you get your codes and you type them in and you come onto the page and you pop your name in, this requested healing is for, and you put your name at the top, just like on all of Ron's online clearings. So step one is select the type of origin. So in this portion, you are putting into this, you're choosing on-planet transmission or off-planet transmission. So obviously, with some of these situations that we'll go over this evening, you may not know which is the origin of your situation at your location that you're trying to clear. So you might want to perhaps do it for both. But let's say we start with on-planet transmission. So then you go to step two. Now, step two is where you select your location. So you click in house and apartment. And then there's a drop-down box, and I'll just quickly read these. And then, Ron, jump in anytime you want to. Otherwise, I'll just keep rambling on, okay?
That's good.
So the first drop-down box basically is dividing up what might be going on in your house. So it's got basement, bathrooms, closets, dining room, figures. So it also has statues a little bit later. Garage, hall, kitchen, laundry room, master bedroom, other bedrooms, pictures, religious icons, sacred books, sacred texts, and statues, which I mentioned. And then at the bottom, other. So if there's something in here that isn't mentioned, then you can pop that in. So I'll come back to, there's another portion on step two, but let's say we're dealing with the house or apartment where you live. So step number three, this is a big drop-down box that goes through a whole bunch of situations where you're trying to choose what it is that's affecting the location that you've picked in step two. So, Ron, maybe this is the part where you can do a few samples for people so that we can get a feel for what this clearing does. So I'll read this list, and you just jump in and say when you want to do a sample, okay?
Okay.
So let's say we've picked a location in the house and we're trying to figure out what it is that's causing the disruption that we're trying to clear here. So the drop-down box reads as follows. The first one is alien life forms, and then there's black holes, and there's burial grounds energy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
What burial grounds?
Sorry?
Oh, yeah, we'll do a clearing for burial grounds. So.
Okay, great.
Anybody live next door to a graveyard or on top of one? We'll find out. We'll see if anything is buried there giving you bad Scoobies. So, everybody, just sit back, and I want you to tune in to how your room energy feels. And then here we go. Oh, boy. It's heavy. So I'm going to clear out energies around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, there we are. Just see how you are feeling. Very possibly, you might feel the energy in your room changing. Maybe your hair stood up on end when these things left. So we'll just see what we get, from people maybe on the fast chat. And we'd rather use the clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com, to cover questions and feedback from people, or both. But mainly, if we can use that instead, that would be wonderful. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that burial grounds one is interesting because, as you said, we might be on top of one and we might not even know it. I mean, church, you know, graveyards and stuff are very clear to see, where you might be near one. But going back in history, way back in time, where there's no remnants above ground, we could easily be on something that's some kind of burial ground, large or small, and not know it. So probably this little section is something we should all do just in case. So, okay, so that was burial ground energy. And then the next one is ceremonial energies. So you could be on the site of past ceremonies, I guess that would be, Ron, unless they are. This could also cover people doing ceremonies about you or directing energies to you from elsewhere, I would think, and this would clear it out of your space that way, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so the next one is demonic entities. The next entry in the drop-down box that you can use is EMF radiation, which we all have that in our houses, obviously. Electromagnetic frequency radiation from all the wiring and all the devices and pieces of equipment that have electricity going through them, which are numerous, obviously. So that's a very good one for all of us to use. And then Liz was asking, does this clear entities out of spaces? And that's the next one on this list, earth entities or ghosts. So
we'll do that clearing. So, yes, that is. So that's what this clearing is used for, is to get rid of the bad Scoobies that probably lurk in your house ceiling, in the corners, in the walls, and someplace that you don't normally go all the time, because sometimes they go there or like to go there, the little hidden places. And, you know, we all have stories known about, you know, what's lurking under your bed. So what is underneath your bed? Have you looked lately? You know, I guess you could probably get a vacuum cleaner and suck them up, but, other than that, might be a little difficult. So here we go, everybody. Let's release entities. So one, oh, boy, you guys have tons of them. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie. We'll see what happens there.
Okay. So, were you doing, when you did that clearing, Ron, were you doing the whole house or apartment or whatever that we live in, or were you focusing on a particular room? Because you said it was heavy, so I'm wondering if...
It was just the room that the people are sitting and listening to the show on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know, if you happen to be in a room, and that room connects to another one. I just went to the opening area, maybe where the door would be or whatever. So, you know, you could have a room that's, just say, hypothetically, I'll just say 15 by 15, and that could open up into a room that's maybe 15 by 30 or something. I only did the room that you're actually in, so it won't be much larger than that. So here we go. Let me just do that one again for everybody. So focus on an area in the room that you don't normally look at, because you could have been lurking there. And I'll just do one simple clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So that may have helped you a little bit more. Back to you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. So we do have a few comments. I just want to say, I know you just asked people to send stuff to CLS questions, Ron, but I'm having trouble getting that page to open properly. So if you guys can just keep your chat between each other to a minimum or not do that tonight and just enter stuff, any of your questions or comments to do with the clearing here on the fast chat, that will make it a lot easier for me to be able to read it quickly. That would be great. Thank you. So, Tom, when you did that first clearing, I think the burial ground ones, Tom is mentioning that he had some heavy energy where he lives. And Bonnie is saying that her throat is clearing up from that. And Pam says, her head feels lighter, and let's see. Liz is noting that animals could be buried under us also.
Yep.
So we could have entities from those, right?
That is correct. Uh huh.
And also burial ground energy. Some people did bury their animals with them. In different parts of the world, in different cultures. And also, you know, a lot of people bury their pets. I guess that would be considered burial ground energy. It's kind of a broader use of the term, but that would be a good way to address that if you think you might be over animals. So we just did the earth entities and or ghosts. So now, the next one, Ron, on here is energetic camera devices and energetic listening devices that might be looking or listening to us, I guess, where we live or whatever space we're in. So do you want to talk a little bit about what that's about? We haven't talked about that in quite a while on any of the shows.
Yeah, that gets deep very quick. So there's really no beach involved here. There are things that come into your room that you can't physically see. And there are also things that people have attached to them, like cameras in the eyes and maybe a microphone, we'll say, in the ears, just to be very simplistic here. And people do have these, and it may be good to get rid of them. So, and what does the information gathering do? Well, I don't know. Somebody wants to know. So at that point, you're in a sense being looked upon more than you probably would wish to. So that's about all that I can really say about that, but that is one of the things that happen. These are all real things, so. Remember, watch all the different sci-fi movies that you've ever seen, and they're all true. Isn't that nice? And so, by knowing so, now you can understand that, what's really happening? I just saw a movie the other day, wanted to look at it, which was, the Sky, Skyfall, is that? Remember I was talking to you, Carrie, about that one?
Yeah, was it Skylines or something?
Skyline, yeah, I think it's Skyline. That was interesting, where the aliens are eating people, taking off their head first, you know, and throwing the body around or whatever. Is that real? Yeah. You know, of course. Why would they not do a movie that isn't true? So, yeah, you might look at that to see what's happening. Quite real. Is it going to be scary for you to watch? Probably so, but remember, you're off on timelines, and that's happening to you anyway. So, and another thing that's kind of interesting is, do you think maybe, I'm just going really far out here, do you think maybe some of these crews are being transmitted, taken up on through vortexes to maybe different planets when they make the movies? Oh, that's for a sci-fi night, maybe. You know, because they do have some really strange things, and maybe this alien race wants to have its debut of showing off who they are, so maybe they have people go to strange planets. You never know. There's more than what you, you know, don't know than what you do know. So, if you see it at all, more than likely it's true. Just realize that. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just looking at some of the comments after the entity removal clearing that you did for where we're, where the room we're in, and then where we're, where places, you said places that we don't look a lot, look in or look at a lot. Oscar was is mentioning that the area around his body, that the he feels like the space is not contaminated now. And Nibley is saying, interesting, quiet space, body calmer. Liz is having a lot of yawning, feels like it was a good release. So looks like people are feeling this quite a bit. So that, of course, tells us that we need to do this clearing. We have stuff in our houses. Trent is mentioning that Skyline is a scary movie. So if you guys want to watch that, then on January 2nd, we covered the media clearing, and that would be, that one is just $20 a month. And if you haven't done it yet, you can watch a few scary movies and then get that clearing and get rid of all the emotions and stuff that got triggered in you from that. So if you do want to check out that film that Ron was just talking about and you're worried about triggering a bunch of emotions, don't forget that you can clear them. So, all right, so let's get back to this drop-down box. So we, let's see, you talked about the cameras and the listening devices, and the next one in the drop-down box is energetic space clearing. So that, I think, probably has a broad meaning. Ron, I don't know if you remember what was intended when you put this list together. So it goes energetic camera devices, energetic listening devices, and then energetic space clearing is the next one. So I guess you just use that however that, whatever that means to you. The next one is ley lines. So the Earth, of course, is covered in ley lines, and there must be tons and tons of homes built on ley lines. Do you want to talk about that at all, Ron, or do a sample on that one?
We could do one for the ley lines. So ley lines would be like the grid lines, we'll call it, that you live on. Some people can't move out of their particular town because they like the energy. If they go to another town, a different location, then all of a sudden they go, wow, this doesn't feel like home to me, and I don't want to be here. Oh, let's do something. I want you to all walk out of your room where you are now, go into another room, and come back and kind of see if the energy of that room feels different than the energy of the room that you used to be in or are in now. Just check the two different rooms out. What we'll do is we'll do a room clearing for the other room. We'll see if it changes. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So everybody's left, and we're waiting for them to come back. And are you going to do something when they come back?
Yeah, what I'll do is clean out that other room that they're walking in.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Let's see what's next in the drop-down box then. All right. So ley lines. And then if you have a problem with mice, rats, ants, or pests, that's the next item in the drop-down box here when you're selecting what type of stuff you want cleared. Then we have the next one is mind control transmissions. Big, broad topic, which also Ron has the free clearings on the homepage at creationlightship.com that has a few things that cover this, the satellite one and the head connectors. If you haven't done those are free. Do try those. They're on the homepage under sample clearings. And then we have the next one that you've got on here, Ron, is multidimensional energies. So, gosh, that's kind of a whole other can of worms in itself, too. So if you think now we're still kind of clicked under transmissions coming from on the planet. So I guess we could have this planet, but in other dimensions, sending us energies. I guess that's how we would use that one. The next one is parallel lifetimes and parallel universes. Then there's planets. Now, some of this probably would be when you click under off planet. We've got it clicked on planet at the moment, the way I'm reading it, but this drop-down box applies to both. So planets, and then there's a portal clearing. If you think that you may have a portal opening up in your home, then you can clear it with this. The next one's interesting, Ron, prehistoric animals.
Let's try that for a clearing. So let's first do the room clearing, everybody. So the other room we're going to clear. Here we go. So one, this is your ley line, maybe separation. Maybe able to sense a change where you are now versus where you're going. Maybe where you're going will feel better. We'll see. I don't know. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I'll go back into that other room. As you walk into it, I'd like to have you maybe go on the fast chat and just say how you feel, or mail it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Just see how that other room feels. So we'll give them a little bit of time here, Carrie, maybe a minute. See what's going on here.
Yeah, we do. Bart wrote in, I guess when he went into the other room, he's saying the other room had less energy in it when he went in the first time. And Liz says this room feels cleaner, so the one that she was listening in originally, I guess, that you already did some clearings on.
Hey.
Oh, and Jamie says, now I feel slimed again. Must have got slimed in the other room. I'm just looking to see. Gabe says, feel a burst of light with energy pushing out the bad stuff. All right. Well, I'm thinking people are might be back, Ron. So did you want to say something else about that?
Oh, just an idea for people. Just to kind of like goes with house clearing, room clearing, just to see what's what. Remember, you don't know what's lurking in that room. You might remember, you know, when you people are young, sometimes you're afraid to go someplace. Oh, I can remember a lot of children, parents talking about, gee, you know, my son or daughter kind of pees the bed, you know, and it's because they're afraid to get up at night to go to the bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
What are they afraid of? Well, they're probably seeing a lot more than you are. So what's in that bathroom? What's coming out of the toilet, you know? You never know. So, boy. Well, long ways, huh?
Here we go. We get off this subject, huh? I used to have that fear. I used to think that if I put my foot down, when I got out of bed and put my foot down on the floor, something was going to grab my ankle and pull me under the bed. I used to have that picture when I was a little kid. I can relate to that scenario. So, all right, so prehistoric animals. You know, Ron, I yawned a lot when you did that prehistoric animals one, so does that, what does that mean, that a prehistoric animal was on this location and left its energy here where I live, or what does that mean?
Yeah, it could be the energy in the ground, or the ground itself could be part of it. It's known whether it's true or not, but it's, you know, kind of known that that's where petroleum comes from, you know. Out of the ground, you're actually getting the, I guess, the samples of prehistoric animals in liquid form, I guess, right?
Yep, that's one.
Also fuel, so what does that mean, you know? So, boy, everything recycles.
And then the other thing I'm wondering is, Janice is noting down here that on TV tonight there was an interesting program about Ice Age animals. So I'm wondering if, you know, when they go to locations, and I know they kind of do animation of a lot of this stuff, but perhaps if it's a fossil dig and they found dinosaur bones and stuff, I guess that energy could potentially, you're connecting with it through the television.
Yes, uh-huh.
So we could use this clearing for that, I guess, too, that situation. Okay, so moving on with the drop-down books. Sorry, go ahead.
Have, you know, the media clearing for TV stuff, too, was kind of going sideways slightly, but sometimes you hear something or see something, that would be the media clearing to help people out.
Right.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, so the next thing on here is radio waves, which, of course, we're all bathed in all day long, no matter where we are. So if you're concerned about that, you can clear that here. And the next one is Stargate clearing stargates at your location. Maybe you should talk a little bit about that, Ron, because that is a little bit more of an unusual situation that some people may encounter. I don't know how we would know if we were in that situation, but if you have a hunch, you might be. Would you explain that?
Oh, boy, yeah. So there are energies out there that take us to the beyond, though. That's the first thing. So where are these energies? Are they? And they are invisible, which means that since they're invisible, this is how things walk into your room out of nowhere. They come from far, far away or from a timeline. They copy and paste it, and all of a sudden they have access to your room and location where you are or anywhere. They can come in. So that's kind of the way it looks. You can just think of the sci-fi movies as people just materializing in rooms. What I'm talking about is, you don't believe me, just watch the movies. And so normally, when I'm talking about things, now you should be able to say, oh, yeah, I saw this movie where that happened. Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that's all you need to know. Well, of course it is. So here we go. Let's take out a Stargate, we'll say, that you could have in your house, or some kind of entry point. So it won't necessarily be a Stargate. It could be, but it'll just be a point where things can come into your room, and you don't have a way to lock it. So it's an open door in a sense. So here we go. Find a location that feels eerie to you in your room. If you don't know, then look around and have your spirit help you out. Remember, you have to talk to your spirit off and on. So ask your spirit, where is that point in my room that these critters are coming in? everybody. So find that location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there are two others that I'll just jump to real quick that fit with this one, which are vortexes and wormholes. So that's kind of like stargates, too. Same type of idea. So those are available also. So the next one in the drop-down box is stars. Clearing star energy out of your home or whatever location you're in. So how does that work, Ron?
Okay, so let's do that here. So everybody, let's do a sample. You can check for yourself. So here we go. There could be energies attaching to you from the beyondo. Here we go. So pick a location on your body. We're going to clear that. Because you may have an energetic cord from the beyondo, from a star or something like that, a planet connecting to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, we'll see what we have going on there.
Okay, well, the next one, this is kind of interesting because we talk about timeline crashing and space-time crashing and parallel lives and all that kind of thing so much on these shows, and the next one is time warps. So I don't know how that would differ, Ron, from timelines, but what would this time warp option do?
I believe that the time warp is going to take the timeline and kind of change it somewhat. Maybe make it so that it's either slower or faster than what's going on with you. So it could actually speed up things for you as things are connecting to you from the beyondo. You're on these timelines too, so it could be a way that time can speed up for you. And it's just like a hyperspace thing. Just think of in walking alongside of somebody on maybe like an escalator or something, or one of those moving, like a little walking tram, you know, they have in airports and things. You're going one speed walking, and then the people could be standing doing nothing, and they're going faster than you, or they could be walking going super fast. And then maybe you have somebody who got on it by mistake, and they're running backwards on it. And they're, you know, going very slow, like they're in slow motion, like they've even basically stopped. But they are moving. So this is what can happen to all the different timelines. And I'm sure there's more variations than we're talking about here. This is all that we really can kind of make sense out of. So, and some timelines, you could be at one end and then go to the other without any visible presence of you moving. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm just going to read a few of the comments on the fast chat, Ron, from the previous samples that you've done, because quite a few people are feeling stuff. Shannon is saying that the other room that she went into, which was her kitchen, now feels a lot lighter from that clearing that you did. Samantha is saying, I'm going to get this clearing. I love this cleaned out feeling in my home. And Liz says she checked the other room that you did and says it seems less dense now. Josh is wondering if he now has a protective shield above him. I guess he's feeling better. Liz is noting, yeah, that she used to be afraid to go up her basement stairs when she was a kid. And so that's probably a really common thing, having when you're little, having fear of certain areas of the house. Francis says, I used to not like to go near a closet. And Stephanie's saying, yes, things under the bed. She can relate to being afraid of that also. Let's see. And then Liz is saying she liked being in closets when she was little. So, okay, well, there are a bunch more things that people are typing in. So hopefully you guys will be able to use this clearing. I'm going to go back to the drop-down box here. And so the next thing after time warps is tracking devices. And we already talked about earlier the energetic camera devices and the energetic listening devices. So this is just tracking devices. Ron, now with this, for people who know they have been abducted and have very conscious abduction memories and know they have had devices put into their bodies, would this work for that, or is this going to just be for your room, your house, a space? What would you say about that? I think you're on mute, Ron. I don't hear you.
Yeah, I'm thinking here. All of those, basically, too. Boy, that could be rough. That question's a hard one to answer.
Okay. All right. So the next one is unknown. Okay, so if you know you have a problem and you don't know what's causing it and it's not on this list, you can hit unknown. There is the other where if it's not on the list and you do know, you can type it in to the custom box here. But if you don't know, you do have the unknown option. That's always good because these kinds of things, it's very difficult to know what their source is oftentimes. So next is the vortex clearing, which kind of goes with the Stargate sample that you did a little bit ago, Ron. And then we had black holes at the top, and now we've got white holes. I don't know what those are. Do you know, Ron?
The things that are out there, boy, I don't really get into them too much, but could do research on it.
Okay.
There's just so much. Most people who read the different types of clearings will automatically know what they're dealing with. Some people go on the alien attack page, and, they look at it and they go, well, yeah, and they pull up the alien races, and first get overwhelmed because there's so many of them anymore, but they see that information. All of a sudden they see a word, a name of a group, and they go, ah, these are the ones. Never, ever heard of it before in your life, but you know that's the ones that are getting you. So just I'll just kind of go on to it blind faith and look and see what's happening, and you will probably find some benefits. And when you do find a benefit from something, then keep doing that until the benefits feel like, you don't have any more energy coming to you or leaving you, then you know that you got it done. So back to you.
Okay. And then the last one is wormholes, which we kind of talked a little bit about in relation to stargates and vortexes. So that is the list, the drop-down list when you're selecting what type of energy you want released from the area in your house or apartment. So back to step two, you can also do all of those things for a remote location. So that's in step two. So you click the other button by remote location, and there's a drop-down box there, and written in it right now is bus, car, den, office, plane, sidewalk, subway, taxi, van, walkway, and workplace, and then, of course, other, if there's something missing on the list. So you can clear all those same situations from any of those other locations. Now, Ron, if we want to do, let's say, our workplace, and we can't have the clearing up at work, can we put the clearing up at home and leave it with a photo of ourselves? Is that how we would do that one, or what would we? How would we clear our workspace when we're at work and can't do it? Do the clearing at work?
Fine. Yeah, you can put your picture, and maybe you have an office, like, you know, a little an office room or a desk or something. Everybody has a cell phone, you know, or maybe even a digital camera. Just take a picture of it, whatever you need to do, and then put that also, you know, print it out and put it in front of your computer. That's one way to do it.
That's a good idea.
That's what I would probably do if you have situations or things going on, because it may be, I find your whole workspace better. It's better and you're happier. Maybe you can have a more successful life at going to work. So just think if you're, they're trying to make sales over the telephone and, you know, you come in and you feel kind of funky and you have that space clearing on and it takes your funk away. Now you're able to communicate better with people. That may reward you financially, possibly, because now you're much happier and more pleasant. Plus, the people on the other end of that phone line are going to, in a sense, feel this energy that you have, maybe not coming from you, but coming from the room over the phone because you're in that environment. They're going to feel the environment energy. It might put them at ease. They may like to talk to you, too. So, well, that's one way to look at it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, everything we talked about on this clearing was kind of within the context, within step one here of the on-planet transmission. So, although some of those things are probably off-planet sourced, like the stars and the vortexes and wormholes and all that kind of stuff. So, You can go up to the top and click off planet transmission, that button within step one, and do any of the sections that we talked about in the other two steps. So the name of this clearing again is the location space clearing, and it's $10 for a week or $30 for a month. So you need to type in the word location. As I was mentioning at the beginning, we do usually refer to this clearing as the space clearing when we just refer to it on the shows here, but its actual name is location space clearing. So, Ron, I think that's everything that's within that clearing. I can't think of anything else to say about it. Is it one that we can buy for other people if we know they're having a problem and they're not aware of you or CLS or anything, or they don't believe in it or whatever? Can we do this for another person who's having a problem in their home or at work?
Yes, you could do that,
Okay. All right. Well, we have about 5 minutes left on the show. So let's see. Ron has... One Sunday down and two to go on the triple Sunday intensives for this month, January. So if you haven't signed up for those, you still can. And you will also, if you wish, you can get the weekday calls, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday calls at a 50% discount if you're interested. And I see Cindy's typing in a reminder here, so I'll read this out. Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo here in L.A. at the LAX Hilton, February 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then Ron has a post-expo event Monday night at the Hilton also. I believe that one's at 6 to 9 p.m., Ron, is it?
Yes,
Monday
that is
talk.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you can go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com and check out the different times and talks, workshops, and lectures that Ron has. They're all free. I don't know if the Monday one is free. Do you know if I know you're probably...
that one does cost money.
To pay
I don't
for
know.
That
might be $25 or something. I'm not sure, but it'll be online.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And, sounds like we have a caller. Maybe two of them. Do we have somebody on the line?
Hi. Yes, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to share a testimonial about the ley lines. Oh, great.
You
know, we're talking about space clearing tonight. And just to share what I know, this happened some time ago, but Ron had told me to try the ley lines when all those weird things were happening with my neighbor next door. So
right.
That very next day, I went out. I didn't have any dowsing tools, but I went out with a pendulum, and I asked the pendulum to give me a yes or no, or, you know, the back and forth or circle. So what I did is I walked up to in between the two buildings where I'm in, and I walked up just holding my pendulum out freely, and then when I hit the ley line, the pendulum just started swaying back and forth really wide. And it was like, wow, you know. So I'm like, this is really cool. Because, you know, as an old practitioner that I used to do, I used the pendulum a lot to assess people's chakras with. But I thought I never did it with the land before. And so I hit several places, and I took it to several places on the property, and the pendulum did the same exact thing in that same exact spot, but down the ways. So I purchased the space clearing, and I ran the ley lines. I put in the addresses, my place and my neighbor's place, and I went out the next day, and I could just walk straight, and the pendulum didn't do anything then. So I thought that was a pretty cool testimonial
that I
wanted to share with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Janice. That's really nice. I wonder.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you.
Very good.
So, Ron, I'm just looking at the clock, and I'm remembering you have another show coming up, and I know you like to get off a little earlier on Wednesdays. Did you want to do that tonight, or did you want to go on for another minute?
Nope, we'll just call it quits here. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Okay, next show on BBS is Station 2 on Friday, and if you'd like to listen for another hour to Ron, you can go to creationlightship.com, and you'll see the icon there to click on for the next show. Thank you. Good night.